on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
We'll begin with the Irish Independent. The main photograph is of Cynthia Ní Mhiarchú, who is running for election. And in case that name is familiar to you, Cynthia Ní Mhiarchú hosted the Eurovision and was a former RTÉ presenter. She's to run for Fianna Fáil in the European elections in Ireland South. And she says she believes she can be a big asset to the European Parliament, given her experience as a barrister in recent years. And you'll be familiar with Cynthia, as I say, from her presenting on RTÉ, but particularly from the Eurovision, because she did it with Gerry Ryan on the year that the Riverdance was showcased on Eurovision. So that's the main story and the main photograph on the front of the Irish Independent. It also tells us that a vulture fund has been forced by a court to give an insolvent homeowner a long-term mortgage interest rate, a lot of people will be jealous by this, of just 0.5%, so a 0.5% mortgage interest rate. The rate has been fixed for 17 years, and obviously there's nothing like it on the market. It's part of a personal insolvency arrangement approved this week for a separated mother. And the Indo says that it provides some hope for struggling homeowners in arrears on their mortgages and stuck with high interest rates after their loans were sold to vulture funds. Some of those mortgages have interest rates of 9%. So to think there that this woman is getting a 0.5% mortgage interest rate, the Indo says that should be a relief for some struggling home owners. On to the front of the Irish Times, a no result in the referendum on family and care tomorrow would be a setback for the country. That's according to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said, as campaigners for and against the two proposed amendments to the constitution make their final appeals to the electorate. There's a moratorium from 2 o'clock this afternoon, so you won't be hearing us here on News Talk or indeed any broadcast media mentioning the referendums apart from voter turnout and things like that tomorrow, or indeed this afternoon. You won't hear anything about the referendums from 2 o'clock. So the campaigners, this is their last chance to win around the electorate. Leo Varadkar was speaking in Romania yesterday and he said the constitution was a value statement about where we stand for, or about what we stand for as a society. I think a no vote would be a setback for the country, quite frankly. It would say to a lot of people that they're not in a family as far as our constitution is concerned. However, ANTU leader Padraig Tobin says in the Irish Times that the family amendment is a solicitor's paradise. And he says it represents virtue signalling. So I don't know if you could be fed up of the referendum coverage because there hasn't been that much of it. But if you are, from 2 o'clock this afternoon, you will get a little breather from it. The Irish Daily Mail, 6 calls in 9 frantic hours. Why Shun quit. The Mail continuing its coverage of the RTÉ controversy. And Catherine Martin needs to clarify whether she engineered the resignation of the former RTÉ chair, apparently, as new correspondence shows the minister did not call Sinéad Raheley, despite the then chair indicating 3 times that she would resign on the day she quit. Documents reveal a series of 6 calls between the minister's officials and Sinéad Raheley from 10 a.m. on that day. Of course, this is the day that the minister went on prime time. So there were 6 calls between the minister's officials and Sinéad Raheley from 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. before Catherine Martin failed to express confidence in the RTÉ chair on prime time that night. Irish Examiner on the front page tells us that a senior male officer in a branch of the Defence Forces is being investigated about alleged inappropriate behaviour towards a female colleague, and there's now a military police investigation underway arising out of a formal complaint about the alleged incident, understood to have occurred while both were representing the services overseas. The Defence Forces was asked if the male officer had been suspended, how long the probe might take, and if certain matters might be referred to Gardaí, and the Defence Forces says it would be inappropriate to comment due to the ongoing investigation into this matter. Irish Daily Mail, 5-year waiting list hell. A girl who's waited 5 years for surgery for a curved spine is in so much pain she can no longer bear to even sit in her wheelchair. This is 10-year-old Kylie Ann Stewart from Donegal, who's one of 327 children around Ireland in need of life-changing operation for scoliosis. And her mother, Catherine, has told her daughter now has reduced lung capacity and she gets from room to room at home by bum shuffling. The friction against her back in the chair is so sore. The Irish Sun says a dad who allegedly headbutted Roy Keane faces the prospect of up to 6 months in prison if convicted. Scott Law will appear before London court later this month, charged with common assault. And Roy Keane was left a bit shaken, apparently, following the alleged attack after Arsenal's win over Man United back in September 2023. Irish Daily Star on the front page, barking bad. A four-week-old puppy has been seized by Gardaí after an officer spotted the animal being traded for drugs. So this is what we're doing now. We're not even buying drugs, we're trading puppies for drugs. A guard that was on foot patrol in Dublin when they spotted the exchange and were told that the dog is now doing well. It's a gorgeous puppy, by the way, and is doing well in a rescue centre. They're the front pages. Inside then we have news in the Mirror about a nice little deal that politicians get from hotels. This is an exclusive, according to the Mirror, that TDs and senators are getting secret discounts from hotels, allowing them to stay overnight for significantly less than ordinary guests. Obviously, hotel rates in and around Dublin can be very, very expensive. All sorts of accusations of price gouging, particularly in hotels in the capital city. However, the Mirror can reveal that the TDs and senators are staying in top Dublin hotels at a discount of up to 48%. So that means they're paying just over half the amount that regular guests are charged. Apparently, the scheme is a closely guarded secret and hotels questioned about the discounts refuse to reveal details over the phone. One well-known hotel close to Leinster House is offering TDs and senators a discounted rate of €120 a night. And if you're a regular person, to book a room on those same nights, it'd be €230. And of course, TDs and senators receive a tax-free allowance to cover the cost of travelling to and from Leinster House and the cost of accommodation in Dublin. It is an unvouched expense, meaning that the TDs and senators don't have to show if or how the money was used. They just have to record their attendance in the Dáil and then they get their full amount every year. Inside the Irish Independent, Sabina Higgins, the wife of President Michael D. Higgins, obviously, she's urging the nation to support Daffodil Day to show solidarity for those affected by cancer. So Daffodil Day is on the 22nd of March and President Higgins, also in hospital, as we know, he's expected to be released from hospital today after suffering from this mild transient weakness. Mrs. Higgins has thanked the public for their kind messages of support through her own breast cancer diagnosis and treatment. She underwent a procedure in November last year and she's crediting the public support with helping her with her recovery and also the wonderful medical personnel. So she wants women, particularly those over the age of 70, to continue to check for any symptoms of breast cancer and obviously to seek medical advice. Staying with Orison Uachtaráin, the Indo tells us that Francis Fitzgerald is considering running for president. I think this is probably an open secret at this stage, but she's not ruling it out. She says she would, of course, give consideration to a run for the Oris when the time comes. She says, I haven't ruled it out, but I think, you know, that job has a cast of thousands for it, lots and lots of names, but she is keeping an open mind, as indeed are lots of people keeping an open mind. The Irish Times tells us that there's a nice job if you are a chef, because in an attempt to overcome issues trying to get staff for restaurants and hotels, the operators of a restaurant on the Wild Atlantic Way is offering free accommodation with your bills covered to any chef prepared to come and work for them in West Cork. Based in Castletown Bear, a gorgeous part of the country, the restaurant's called Curiosities. It's across the road from the world famous McCarthy's Bar and the chef will have an apartment to themselves with all the bills paid and a wage on top of that. The restaurant specialises in traditional home cooking, we are told, so things like spiced beef and potato cakes, and it also doubles up as a second-hand furniture shop. So something to consider if you'd like to live on the Beara Peninsula. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.